Praise the Lord. Let's open our Bible to Book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse 4 to verse 7. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Let's pray. Father, we thank you, and we give praise and glory for your goodness and your faithfulness. Anoint this time, O God, and give us your word, O Lord. And I pray, Lord, that the message will be clear, that it will reach on time to your people who are in need of your word. Let be your message a way of life, a way of attitude and behavior in our relationship with you and with the people around us, in our daily living and in our daily walk with you in serving you, O God, and obeying your words and your command. Lord, help me to deliver the message. You arrange it, O God, according to your will and according to your plan. We thank you and we praise you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. In the passage that we have read here, there is a central statement in verse 5. When we concentrate on the statement, we will understand the rest of the message. The Lord is near. And that is the title of the message. The Lord is near. The Lord is beside us. He is just a prayer away from you. If you have not yet received Christ, I want you to know that Christ died for your sin. He came from heaven. He is God the Son. He lived on earth. And he died for your sin on the cross. He was buried and rose from the dead on the third day. And then he ascended to heaven. And now he is at the right hand of God the Father, interceding for us. If you have not used yet to receive Christ, he is just a prayer away from you. Tell him, Lord, I open my heart unto you, Lord. I invite you to live in my heart. I believe that you die on the cross for my sin to give me eternal life. And I take the opportunity, Lord, and I believe on all your work on the cross and your life that you have given to me. I take this opportunity and I give all my life unto you, Lord. Take full control of my heart and life. And Lord, I invite you to direct me in the way that you want me to live my life. This is my prayer in Jesus' name. The Lord is near. The Lord is near. Paul is speaking to the church at Philippi. He is telling them the Lord is near. The Lord is near to protect. The Lord is near to guide. The Lord is near to provide. The Lord is near to hear. The Lord is near to heal. The Lord is near to deliver. The Lord is near to give peace. The Lord is near to enlighten us and direct us in the way that we need to go. There are four commands here. Beautiful commands that we have. We can read in this passage. The first things that the word of God admonishes us in verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Rejoice. There are commands of God that say go. There's a command of God that say come. There's a command of God that say give. There's a command of God that say provide. But here's the command of the Lord for you and for me. Rejoice in the Lord always. Be happy always in the Lord. Be glad. Be joyful. You may say, how I can be glad and joyful, have certain problems and certain difficulties, certain trials. Don't look to your suffering, but look to the good things that God had given to you. Don't look to the negative aspect of your life, but look to the positive aspect of your life and rejoice in the Lord always, in all circumstances. Give thanks to the Lord, for that is God's will for you in Christ Jesus our Lord. Rejoice in the Lord when things are well, and rejoice in the Lord when things are not well, because the Lord is near. I will say it again, rejoice. The word of God admonishes us to rejoice because the Lord is near beside us. He knows the situation, He knows the problem, He knows all the dimension of it, the pros and the cons that we are thinking. The Lord is seeing all that, and for all this reason, the word of God admonishes us, rejoice, be happy, don't frown, don't be sad, don't cry, rejoice in the Lord. The second commands that we receive from the word of God and is a way for us to live our life, say, let your gentleness be evident to all. Let your gentleness be clear. It means you be away from being rough, being tough, being rude, being unkind, being speaking loud voice and shouting and quarreling. But instead, let your gentleness be evident to all. Why you are called to be gentle in whatever situation or circumstances? Because we know the Lord is near. As we know the Lord is near, then we are assured that the Lord is calculating everything and He knows what He's doing. I always say, God knows what He is doing. Even in the circumstances that you cannot understand, things how is going on, contradiction, paradox, some events that you can't explain. In this all situation, you must be sure that God knows what He is doing. God knows all what is going on, and God is planning for the next step to deal with your life and the situation around you. Therefore, let your gentleness be evident to all. Why? Because the Lord is near. The next command say, do not be anxious about anything. Don't worry. Don't live in suspense. Don't live in anxieties. Don't live in doubts. Do not be anxious. Do not be anxious. Don't think too much. Don't calculate too much. Trust the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Acknowledge Him in all your ways and He will make your path straight. Trust in the Lord. The Lord is near, and because the Lord is near beside you, He's just a prayer away. He is watching over your life. The Lord is watching over your going and coming, now and forevermore. Therefore, do not be anxious about anything. Don't think too much. Don't worry. Worries will not help you. Worries in life will kill your faith and bring you down and put in your mind doubt and negative points, and that lead you to frustration, discouragement, and failure and lack of progress. The Lord is near, therefore do not be anxious about anything. In whatever problem, whatever situation, there is a way, and the word of God say to us, but in everything, in every problem, in every circumstances, in every dilemma, by prayer. We need to pray. We come to the Lord by prayer. We pray with petition, with crying, kneeling down, crying to the Lord, asking mercy, asking favor, asking intervention, with thanksgiving, giving thanks, with a prayer, with petition, with thanksgiving, giving thanks to the Lord to the good things, with giving thanks to the Lord because the Lord is near, giving thanks to the Lord because He is hearing us and He is listening to us. And what else? The fourth command, present your request to God. There's a way For us, in every circumstances, because the Lord is near, we can present our request to the Lord. We come to the Lord and we take all the file and all the pros and cons, all the things that we can't understand, and put them all together and present the case to the Lord. Present our request, not the solution. We present the case to the Lord, you present the problem to the Lord, you present the pros and cons in your mind to the Lord, and the Lord will be the one to deal with the situation. So, because the Lord is near, you need to rejoice. Let your gentleness, let your crudeness in facing a problem, or toughness or roughness when you are in a problem, let your gentleness be evident to all. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. This is a way of life. This is a way how to handle circumstances, negative things, attacks of devils, trials. All is a treatment by these things. Rejoice. Let your gentleness appear to all. Don't be anxious. Calm yourself. Present your request to God. And what the Lord will give to us in verse 7, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. When we have a bigger problem, for you it's big, for me it's big, but for the Lord it is small, because He is greater than any of our problem. He is the Creator, He is the owner, He is the master of everything. He is God Almighty, He is power above all the power, and He knows everything, and He is everywhere. So when we present the request, when we present the situation to the Lord, the first things the Lord will give us, He will send to us peace. Peace. Why peace is important? Certain, for each and every problem, there is a certain size. The size of the problem, when there is anxiety in your heart, the problem will become very big. And how God will deal with the situation, the first things He will deal with you, He will send you peace. He will send us peace that guard our hearts and guard our minds. What is in the heart when we have a problem? There are emotions. There are anger. There are grief. There is sadness. There is unforgiveness. There is anger. There is a trial to vengeance. So the peace of God, when it's coming, will guard our hearts. He will take all these emotions away, and He will let us see the problem clearly. He will guard your hearts and your minds. The minds is the place that we think, evaluate, and decide, and plan. When there's a problem and there's anxiety in our minds, there's confusion. We don't know what to do. We see the problem bigger than its size. We see the problem extended more than it is reality, because we have anxiety. And the first things God will do as we present our request to the Lord, He will send peace. He will take this anxiety away. He will bring confusion out of your mind, and He will calm your heart from a negative or bad effective emotions. Then you can see clearly, you can evaluate in a healthy way, and you can decide and plan with the wisdom of the Lord. God had given you wisdom. God had given us understanding. God had given us also the Word of God and the Holy Spirit. The first thing He sent to us peace. So we can use all these resources to make up the best of the decision, and that is the plan of God and the provision of God for us to face life trials and hardship and difficulties. When the peace will come, the peace of God will guard our heart and our minds, then we can see clearly, we can plan effectively, and then we will be coming out, we will be delivered from the problem that we are passing through. Certain problems, it may not be solved at once. It may take times, days, weeks, months, or even years. When we have the peace of God, we can continue pray, we can continue happy, rejoicing of what we have. We can continue show gentleness. There's no more anxiety, and we continue present our requests to God. Little by little, God is solving the problem. Little by little, God is taking us out from the valley of the shadow of death. He is taking us out from the valley and to the plain and to the light and to the peace and to the solution of the problem and the situation that you are passing through. This is the way that the Word of God teaches us how to handle the hardship of our life. Because the Lord is near, let us adopt this way. Let us be rejoicing. Let us be happy. Let us enjoy your life in the middle of trials. Let everyone see that you are gentle, that you are calm, that you are in peace. Let your gentleness be evident to all. Don't be anxious. Don't think too much. Don't let your emotion control you. But, there's a but. Reverse it, but in everything, by prayer. Pray. Cry to God by petition. Kneel and cry at His feet. And thanksgiving. Give Him thanks to the good things that He's giving you, or He's going to give, or He had given you. Look to the good things that He have given you. Look to the good things and learn that the Lord is near. And learn that the Lord will neither leave you nor forsake you. And then present your requests to the Lord. And receive peace. And with the peace of God, then you will have understanding. Then you will have the wisdom. Then you can see clearly the way out. Then you can see the light at the end of the tunnel that you are passing through, and the hope of God. And the hope of God does not disappoint us, because God has poured out His Holy Spirit in our heart. God has poured out His Holy Spirit in your heart. Let's come to the Lord and give Him thanks, because the Lord is near. Let us be calm. Let us be happy. Let us not be anxious. Let everyone see our gentleness, because the Lord is near. The Lord knows what He is doing. The Lord knows what He is going to do. The Lord knows what is best for you. The Lord knows what is best for us. The Lord knows the way out. For all this reason, let us rejoice. Let everyone notice our gentleness. Let us not be anxious. But let us pray with petition and thanksgiving, and let us present our prayer now to God. Let's come to the Lord. Do not get disturbed or upset. What is the most disturbing you now? What is the most hurting you now? Give it now to the Lord. Present it to the Lord. The Lord Jesus said, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and burdened. I'll give you rest." Present your request to God. Cry to Him. Present to Him your wounds, your pain, your suffering. Give everything to Him. Humble yourself in the mighty hand of God, that He may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxieties unto Him, because He cares for you. Present your request. The Lord is near. Father, I want to give you thanks, and I praise you for your word. Use your word mightily, O God. And I pray that will be a good solution and treatment and direction for your people who are in need, who have faced a problem and difficulties. Lord, let the message reach them on time. And protect this word of yours, and take it by the power of the Holy Spirit to reach your people who are in need of your word. Father, let it be a way of life to all who hear the message unto me also, Father. Remind us, Lord, with your word and your promise that we need to rejoice, O God. We need to be gentle, and everyone who knows that we are gentle because you are near beside us to provide, to protect, to shield, to give wisdom, to heal, to help, to support, to strengthen, O God. Lord, help us, Lord, not to be anxious, but Lord, to pray and to trust you that you can solve all these things. And Lord, I pray for everyone who pray, send your peace that surpasses all understanding. Take all anxieties and emotion and confusion and all work of devil. We come against it and we rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Send your peace, O God. Lord, and direct your people to the way out from the situation that they are suffering. We thank and praise you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.